listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up. Thank you so much for joining me.
Such not a freestyle person, but I'll wing it.
I never plan what I'm going to say in these interviews.
Really?
I just pray. Florence, tell me all about your amazing high-flying career.
I'm the very local Florence Wong. I was born and raised here, and then I am in my 20s, would like to keep the exact number to myself.
So you're a Hong Kong Wong.
And I was flying for... Can you beep this out?
Yes!
Airline.
I was actually expecting you just to say what your job was.
my job was to ask you if you want chicken or beef for lunch.
Which do you prefer? Which is the better meal?
I would say our airplane meals are pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's really a young person's job, as in you can kind of redirect your interest to traveling the world and try to forget about the fatigue, because once you get older, it's harder for you to steer away from the fatigue that's on your body, that's accumulated. This kind of lifestyle, it kind of gets you a little bit robotic.
A robotic air stewardess sounds a bit far-fetched.
Because I had gotten the job pretty much round one, I thought I was super.
I wanted to be an air stewardess.
It's like having a dream wedding.
Yeah, they have
their wedding book. I would say, like, mentally, I'm a hindsight person.
Oh, I like that. A hindsight person.
Yeah. So at first, I didn't quite feel my ego being stroked. And then I felt my ego being stroked. I'm like, ooh. Your personality would come into play a lot. I would say I've always been someone that gets over her interests quite quickly. I also suffered from sciatica.
Oh,
at the
what's
end.
That?
It's how your hip is tilted, or your pelvis. One of the nerves gets pinched from the pelvis. It kind of shoots down to your leg so that you would get pain or even numbness. So at one point, I couldn't use my
you couldn't
left
use your
leg.
Hip? Oh my God.
And then I wear shoes of some height.
Why don't they let air stewardesses wear trainers?
Supposed to be easy on the eye.
Yeah, but if your leg starts swelling up and you're in terrible pain, trainers are really easy on the thigh. So, do you take it in turns to work in the first class cabin?
I stayed in economy, being close to everyone. But I did once, luckily, I think they might have made a roster mistake. I was shadowing bathroom assistants for first class.
Yeah.
Because
they're too pissed to go to the bathroom by themselves, or...
No, they're not. In first class, they actually have two bathrooms for, I think, eight people.
Eight people in the bathroom?
No, eight people. Eight seats in first class. They would have a timetable.
Yeah.
And then the bathroom assistant would, like, politely ask them, oh, yeah, when would you like to use your shower? Because they would prepare, like, pajamas and, like, a whole set of things, literally, like, a spa experience.
Yeah.
They want to make it into a spa experience as much as possible.
So you barricaded yourself in and spent the entire flight sparring in the cozy.
It's somehow really funny that imagine you're doing this day in and day out, but when you go home, you still want to keep things neat and tidy. And then when my roommates wouldn't keep up the level of tidiness desired by me, I'm like, I just need to do the dishes.
You found it just difficult to switch off.
I don't think many people around me really can understand why it's so important. Like, when I'm into it, it's really important. Important like using the loo.
So it must make you feel a bit manic. Whenever I'm traveling any sort of distance, really, I always end up a bit manic. Mm. Part of it's the excitement of going away. And the other part is just not taking medication at the same time. Mm.
I thought I was just being really efficient.
Yeah.
I run my life really perfectly. Whenever I pack for my trips, I use those like little IKEA fold-over boxes. Because those are kind of malleable, so you could squish a little bit, but also categorize what kind of stuff you want. Like, this little one is for a scarf. And gloves, and you just switch it out. So I never thought it was an illness, I guess.
Yeah. Why would you?
When I see other people's.
You would die if you saw the way I do my packing, Florence. First, you'd need a tetanus jab, then you would die.
I don't, like, you know, look down on people, but I'm like, how? I honestly can't function.
How can I live like that?
Yeah.
Beats me.
My doctor would say that my anxiety is a form of agitation. So I guess cleaning the house is an example. And my plan was to do my dishes or just have this kitchen clean. And then I realized that, oh my God, like, I'm not easy to live with.
I don't know. I think you sound like a dream. How open are you about your mental health condition?
I guess I haven't been like a spokesperson.
Yeah, so. Yeah, why should you?
Hong Kong, in a lot of ways, is really diverse. When you find the right group of people, there is the solidarity. But trying to explain one day of sick leave would, you know, give you a lot of pressure. Asian culture also, it's even shameful to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Because, oh, that means you're not as successful. It's just hard for your family, and you're a girl. It's hard for your family to marry you off.
Have you ever felt shame about your mental illness?
My mom has a habit of, like, reacting to every single little detail. So I just only care about my family. I don't want to give them a view of me getting worse and worse in health. So I have learned to only inform them when it's necessary. Because it's going to create, like, secondary pressure.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty much, like, the more Western you go, people are just okay with being crazy.
Yeah, I think it's gone too much the other way in the West.
One thing I've done that's quite smart, allow me to blow my own horn, which is...
Oh, go on, blow it!
Like, since high school, I just had not too good of a feeling about social media. I just don't find the appeal in ripping my shirt apart and then, like, come look at me.
Hmm. Are you sure you're bipolar?
Because I'm not a famous person. It's not my career. But for you, there's a occupational need.
That explains why my career is going the way it is.
People nowadays, with the abundance of information,
yeah,
you can at best say knowledge, but it's not wisdom. They have an abundance of information, but they haven't really digested a lot of it. In the end, it's either going to be tribalism or just marginalization.
You may work in the air, Florence, but you've got your feet firmly on the ground.
That there is this one, only this one decision. I was like, it was a good decision I made.
It was a good decision, though. How are you coping with the protests?
At first, I was very emotionally influenced. If I wasn't able to join, I felt a bit guilty. Sometimes I feel a bit trapped. And on the depressed days, it's irrational, the feeling, because I know there are people, they're not monsters.
I could go
out if I just wanna, but somehow, it's like I feel there's this force just keeping my door closed.
What helps?
I would have friends that just kind of drag me out and take me onto the mountain to hike. If I just kind of do like SOS on my phone.
Yeah, they're straight round with a pair of walking boots, some Kendall mint cake, and a map. We should definitely start a bipolar Hong Kong hiking club. I really like this. We should even try and go for mini marathons.
Imagine the banner.
Bipolar Hong Kong. Putting the high in hiking.
That would be actually lifting the stigma. That would be so funny.
Do you think the labels that we stick on ourselves are more or less harmful than the ones we stick on each other?
You know what? I think this is it.
Then go.
I've never been able to find the space between myself and whatever label that people give me, or what people think I should do or be. I mean, that could be huge, because that could be that I've falsely told myself that I'm an individual all my life. Because being an individual might still be just conforming to a label.
Yeah. God, you're a deep thinker.
This is what quarter life crisis feel like.
Oh. You're only on your quarter life crisis. Pass the sick bag. Next week on the Mental Ideas Podcast. The Psychopathic Actor. You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I.